If there's one thing that we all know about me, it's that I'm constantly fixating on my health.
We know, baby. We know.
It's like I'm always trying a new thing. I'm trying a new diet, a new workout, a new gadget. Just trying to find out what really works and what's fact versus fiction.
Yeah, and I'm constantly researching, usually for Taryn to look up some new illness or ailment and try to calm her down. But also, since being in my 30s, I'm really focused on getting my health in tip-top shape, realizing how I eat and how I move is going to affect me, not just right now, but 10, 20 years down the road. And with us wanting to have a baby this year, health is just more important than ever to us. So all of this research has finally led to something good. Let us introduce you to the Zoe Science and Nutrition Podcast. With the help of world-leading scientists, they help you make smarter health choices every week.
And you don't have to take our word for it. Avid podcast fan Stephanie left an Apple review that says, "The Zoe Science and Nutrition Podcast is a life-changing, science-based, myth-busting podcast that's a must-listen for anyone who eats food and wants to understand how it affects their body."
If you're ready to join millions of others like Stephanie transforming their health, then search for Zoe Science and Nutrition wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hello and welcome back to Staying Up with Cammie and Taryn. I'm Cammie.
And I'm Taryn. And every night we have a sleepover, but every week we invite you to join us. Welcome to Staying Up.
Welcome, welcome.
Hi, honey.
Hi, baby. How are you?
Happy morning.
Happy Tuesday morning.
I mean, happy late night. It's freaking middle of the night.
We're having a sleepover.
We're raging.
I don't even want to slumber. I'm too excited.
Dude, slumber is such a weird word.
It is a weird word.
It feels... I couldn't even say that. What do you think slumber looks like as a person? If slumber was a person.
Like tall and lanky, but like so your vibes where they're like, hi.
I was not getting tall or lanky. I was getting the exact opposite of both.
Like a little, like for some reason, like slumber sleep deprived to me a little. And they're like, they have dark circle. Like it shouldn't, it doesn't make any sense. But they're like, oh,
cute. Ooh. Well, that is certainly not our mascot.
No.
Your energy is not it. Sweet. Hey, for those listening on Spotify or wherever you listen.
Where else thank you even listen? I'm like, what do y'all
for those to? For those watching, thank you. For those just feeling our presence that aren't even tuned in, fuck you. Just kidding.
Funny. That was funny.
Oh, wherever you are in all of those places, please spend 5 seconds and just liking, subscribing, reviewing the classic things.
It's very helpful and we greatly appreciate your time. Want to make a podcast? Spotify's got a platform that lets you make one super easily, then distribute it everywhere, and even earn money. All in one place for free. It's called Spotify for Podcasters, and here's how it works. Spotify for Podcasters lets you record and edit podcasts right from your phone or computer. So no matter what your setup is like, you can start creating today. Then you can distribute your podcast to Spotify and everywhere else podcasts are heard, and you can even share video podcasts on Spotify. With Spotify for Podcasters, you can earn money in a variety of ways, including ads and podcast subscriptions. And best of all, it's totally free with no catch. It's been so great for Taryn and I to record and publish our episodes ourselves from anywhere. So if you're ready to start your podcast, give it a try. Download the Spotify for Podcasters app or go to www.spotify.com/podcasters to get started.
Cool.
All right.
Now we got all that bullshit out of the way.
So annoying.
How are you doing, honey?
I'm pretty good. I'm still in my like wedding blue. I don't like calling it wedding blues. It sounds so dramatic. But I'm just
post wedding blues, like this like idea of it being done and now you're sad.
No, because that's not even how I feel. It's like how you feel after a vacation or anything anyways, of just like getting back to life is hard. And it's like you almost need a vacation from vacation because you're like, I need to get my house back together. I have all these little like tasks that I need to do and working. So I'm just, I don't like feeling there's so much to do because then I don't know even where to start. And then I just like don't. So I'm just feeling a little like that where I feel like I'm not doing enough, but I have too much to do. And I'm like, yeah.
Not finding the right balance.
Yeah. But our little runs that we've been doing, guys, we're runners now.
We became runner girls.
They've been really helping me and making me feel better. And like forcing myself to go to work events has been really helpful too. So I'm getting
She's
back to balance.
She's becoming a busy, busy gal.
Yeah.
About this running situation. I have always wanted to be able to run like a fair amount.
Yeah.
I want to be able to run.
Away.
Away.
Is it your anxiety that is kind of triggering your desire? Sorry for quick sidebar, but.
what is it?
Because you're like,
what
I don't.
What is it at my, hold on.
Okay.
Hold on.
Okay,
let me really get in there. At my core, me wanting to run.
Mm-hmm.
One, I think it's a, this is completely a me thing. But for whatever reason, in my head, it's like extremely tied to athleticism.
To be able to just. Well, because everyone you
run.
Everyone you know who consistently runs are those type of people.
Yeah.
Like your friends who are like, I'm going to go for a quick run.
Yeah.
Like they give off the vibe of like
it's
healthy,
like
athletic.
It's just like in my head, it's so tied to being fit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and I don't mean fit like a certain body type. I literally mean fit like
the ability to
do that.
Yeah.
Is impressive to me.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, athletes can run, which is not, I know that that is not legit. But in my head, there's some weird tie to that.
Well, a lot of athletes can run. And I think especially when we grew up, they like our schools put so much emphasis on running.
Yeah.
But, like, you were a tennis player, so it was very important to be able to have that kind of stamina.
So with tennis, I find that I'm a quick sprinter.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm good at like quick movements.
Yeah.
When it gets into sustained long running, I can't do it. Like, you've seen me on these runs. I'm like, I peter out. I can't do it.
Yeah. I don't think
out,
but
I just find it very impressive. And then part of it is my anxiety because I just want to be able, we were talking about this the other night at dinner. I want to be able to, like, if we're on a road trip with our kids and we run out of gas and I am like, well, fuck, it's 5 miles away. I don't want to be like, I should have trained.
I should have been prepared.
I should have been prepared for this moment. So instead, I am training now. And then when we do run out of gas, I'm going to be like, we ran out of gas. Don't worry. Mom's going to put on the gas. And then I'm going to go, run. Yeah.
No, you're going to look at me and go, babe, I'm scared to go alone. Will you go do it? Which is why I'm running with her.
That's so bullshit. I will. I'll do it.
I'm kidding.
Because at some point, I want to be able to put it to the test. And I think that that will, something of that nature will be it.
I don't think that it'll actually come up in your life where you'll need it, but I think you will do like a 5K or half marathon, or you'll do something where you like get to have a moment where you see your progress.
I just have this obsession too with like finishing something really hard that I didn't think that I could do.
Yeah.
And that always is running a marathon.
Mm-hmm.
It like I can't find another thing that
would
be. Because
it's like the one thing. It's like you do that or you do like an Ironman.
Yeah, I'm not doing an Ironman.
Or like, I don't know what all the other things are.
It's either that or an Ironman or I'm the Man of Iron or the Ronimani.
Or the Ant-Man. I don't know.
So yeah.
But I feel like it also plays into two sides of your anxiety. One is the doomsday, I need to be prepared if anything should happen and I need to do this.
Yeah.
I don't want us to die because I couldn't run 5 miles. And then the other side of you is your health anxiety.
Yes.
Where I think your head, your heart, and blood clots are top are top of your health anxiety.
I do everything for my head, my heart, and my blood clots. I've never gotten a blood clot, but I do fear that.
Well,
it's
you've
on
never
its
had
way.
Any issues with any of those things, but those are the big fears that I see reoccurring.
Yeah.
And I think running helps with a lot of those things.
Yeah.
So in your head, it's like you're probably like, yeah.
In my head, my heart, and my blood clots.
Deep in my blood clots.
Yeah. So anyway, that's been a fun thing for me lately. I have really been in my body in a bad way, health anxiety wise lately.
Yeah.
And so pushing myself out of it has been really nice. And I thank you for your support. I feel like you have been great. I know you don't love running, but you've been going with me on these little excursions. And I actually think
I don't like it because I'm not good at it.
But you are. Like, I don't know what that's about because you are.
Well, these past couple runs have been incredibly easy. We did the first week.
Okay,
and they
don't go incredibly. I had a hard time.
Okay, maybe I'm amazing at running then. I don't know. But we've literally been doing. They're really short, like, interval runs. So we warm up, which is walking for 5 minutes. And then you run for a minute, walk for a minute and a half. And like, when I do this stuff, I'm like, I can literally do anything for a minute.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not even gonna, if I start to think like, oh my God, is this almost over? My brain goes, shut the fuck up. It's a minute.
Fair.
What? You can't run for a minute, like, get it together.
What are you thinking about when you're running? What were you thinking about in those minutes?
I've had, I think, big endorphin highs while we've been running. Mm-hmm. Because, like I said yesterday, I was, like, bored on the walking parts.
Yeah, you're, like, ready to run.
I was like, let's go. It's so fun. I'm literally listening to my music, and I'm singing it so loud in my head. And aww. I'm like, doo-doo-doo. Like, I'm, like, just such a dork. I'm not thinking about anything. I'm just like, yeah,
singing
yeah,
in
yeah,
my
yeah,
head.
Yeah. You don't sing in your head?
Singing in my head.
I mean, I can't sing out loud. I have earbuds in, and we're outside with, like, the neighbor. The neighbor. The neighborhood. In the neighbor.
The
we're
neighbor.
Outside with the neighbor. We're outside.
He's always there.
In the neighborhood. And all the neighbors are out, and I'm like, if I'm, like, singing, like, a dying cat, this is going to be awkward.
But, like, you're, like, hitting notes in your head?
I mean,
I guess I'm
I don't
not
know
understanding.
If, I don't know if when you sing in your head, you hear the song or it's your voice. I'll try to think about. I'll report back after our next run.
That is breaking my brain.
I feel like we don't, as a society, fully understand what we see and hear when we think. That's why, like, that big thing went around on TikTok where it was like,
do you hear another person's voice?
No, but are you seeing it? Or are you, like, if I'm picturing, like, an egg, am I seeing an egg? Some people are like, I just see black, and then I'm, like, thinking about an egg, but I'm not seeing it. Other people are like, oh, it's, like, black, but I kind of see a picture of an egg. Other people are like, no, it's a fucking egg. I see the goddamn egg. And I feel like.
What do you see?
I think it's so hard to know. That's what I mean. I think it's, like, mainly black, but it's like, well, yeah, I'm looking at the back of my eyelids, and I, like, see the pops of an egg. But then if I really go into it, I'm like, imagine you're cooking breakfast for us and you're getting the carton out of the I'm like, I can see that, right? I don't know. Can I?
That is going to make me spiral right here live on Staying Up.
Why? It's not like a
no,
bad thing.
No, it's just one of those things that it's like the second you like crack the egg.
Yeah.
You're what like, you whoa.
I think it's
there's
cool.
A lot going back there.
Yeah. I think it's
I
really
love
cool.
It, but it's also a lot.
But then I'm like, what am I hearing? I've only thought about what I'm seeing. What am I hearing?
If I'm hearing someone else's voice at all times.
No, I just get it. Oh, wait, sorry.
I was like, why does that not scare you?
Sorry, I was singing a song in my head, and I was like, whose voice is it? And it literally was me going, because girls is players too. And I was singing it, not the song.
I'm hearing the girl.
I hear the song, and she's there, and she's singing, but she's faint, and I'm like,
oh, you're the main character in your own little brain.
Well, aren't we all?
That's just sweet.
Yeah.
I love you.
I love you. So back to your hearing voices.
No, nothing.
Okay.
Gorgie, should we hop into it? Is there anything else you want to share about how you're feeling, how you're doing, kind of what this week has been like for you?
No.
Nope.
No, I'm pretty good, but I really do like this lip balm. Did you
just
try it?
Is it colored?
It's okay. That's why I didn't want to say it's not. You. It doesn't look like it at all. Not an ad, but Summer Fridays. If you want this to be, we can make it that way.
Yeah.
Summer Fridays released two different. I already love their lip balm.
Oh, I was like, oh my gosh.
No, I was mocking myself.
Blendo.
And they released two different colors. One is like cherry or something, and it definitely shows color. It's like reddish. And then this one, which is pink sugar, and I went to put it on and I don't really see a lot of color. Are you on TikTok now while we're doing
sorry,
this?
Sorry, I was gonna show
so rude
clip. Sorry, no, while you were talking about the lip
anyways
balm, I was in
you're
my
not
head.
Using my lip balm. What's on your TikTok?
I was just gonna say, you said lip balm. Mm-hmm. And then it made me think.
When he baby talks?
Of the blender TikTok. But then I was like, that TikTok's too long to show. But what I really want to show is there's this TikTok that I have when Cam was asleep this morning, I probably watched this 40 times. I texted it to my friends. I can't stop.
We are also praying for the people of Puerto Rico.
Why? I don't understand. It's such an old clip.
We are also never heard it.
Really?
Puerto Rico.
Okay.
I just can't believe he was our president. That is so stupid.
It's so horrifying. We don't live in assimilation. We live in an SNL sketch. That's what I'm convinced. Okay, we're getting so out of nowhere. I don't know how.
Girly, this is a sleepover. This is what we do. We show TikToks. We laugh. We play. We tickle.
Tickle, tickle, tickle.
No.
No, I'm still irritated that you cut me off talking.
I'm really sorry. My brain took me in a weird way.
Okay. Anyways, I'm the one with ADD. You have no excuse. Let's go.
Sorry. Thank you all for being here for this.
Okay. So what are we doing today?
Well, we are going to read our vows, which sounds like we need to.
Yeah, you need to brush up on those, buddy.
Sounds like we need to. But also, before we do that, because we know that's the main event, everybody was wanting us to read our vows. Reread. Well, first we wanted to share what we did in line with traditional wedding things and what we scrapped, basically.
Yeah, I think it's a really hard thing for people planning a wedding where you're almost given, like, on a silver platter of, like, this is how weddings work.
You have a little thingy on your
Thank you.
Eye. I got it. Thanks. Sorry, I didn't mean to, like, pinch.
You didn't pinch. Okay. Yeah, I just feel like a lot of weddings, it's, like, the same format. And a lot of times, for good reason, it works, it flows, whatever. But I think one of the reasons why our wedding was really nice and great and why I like enjoyed it so much is because we challenged a lot of those traditions and why we needed to do certain things. So we're just going to quickly run through. We've talked a lot about these on the podcast already, but people have still asked this question. So we're just going to run through generally the things that we follow traditions and we went off.
Gorge.
So the first one is that we spent the night and the morning together. Again, already discussed this a lot, but I am so glad we did this.
Yeah.
It doesn't really make sense. It's like, we already live together. What is not spending the night together doing for either of us?
Yeah.
And then it was just nice to, like, get the whole morning together. And, like, especially because you weren't feeling great in the morning to, like, be able to be there for each other. I just think it was nice.
Yeah, that's, like, I guarantee that's a tradition of, like, religious people getting married. And
oh, it's a purity thing, I believe. Yeah. Like, make sure you don't sleep together the night of your wedding.
Yeah. But yeah, that was your idea and I'm really glad, because at first I was like, I always had that thought of like, oh, I'll be with my friends. We'll be laughing in bed and like, oh my God, are you so excited for tomorrow? Blah, blah, blah. But then it was like, well, I can do that with you. And that is more fun.
When you did do that.
Yeah.
As we've discussed.
Okay.
I'm kidding.
People are mad at me.
Upset. Not like we haven't gotten anyone from the podcast, but we have been posting little clips on our TikTok.
Yeah.
And we posted the clip talking about how Taryn and her friends were like being loud the night before our wedding. Mm-hmm. I don't know if people thought it was like 3 a.m. or something, but people
like
are
11.
So mad at Taryn for it. It's really funny.
I can't even, it like actually grinds my gears because I
really,
yeah, it drives me actually a little kooky, honey. Because
why do you care what anyone thinks?
Okay, I respect that thought, but it's really hard to not care what people think.
Okay.
Like, it is actually, I find it very hard because.
But, like, in this scenario where they're like, that is so rude that you would do that, whatever they're saying, it's like, it's not there. That's like the same thing. There's so many videos on TikTok of like people smashing the cake in each other's face and people are like, immediate divorce. But they probably discussed that prior and that's their relationship. And they, like, I would be pissed if I had cake smashed in my face, but you would know that and you wouldn't do it. It's like, it's not that serious.
I like, there's a difference to me between the comments that are like immediate divorce, blah, 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 and like that one girl's comment that I just like, it drives me nuts.
I don't remember what it
said. Something like, how could you, serious question, how could you marry someone with that level of disrespect?
No, she didn't.
Yeah, that was the one I read to you in the Uber.
Oh my God. I feel like I also need to share that I left my phone out there. I went to go to bed and everyone's still out there having fun. We'd also been at welcome drinks. People had been drinking.
Yeah.
Like, you're not thinking about other stuff. This house is massive. And when you go back to the bedroom, it like, you're kind of out of sight, out of mind. So I go back in because I left. I didn't wash my face. I already showered and stuff. I don't know. I brushed my teeth or whatever. And I was like, oh shit, my phone's out there. I go back out and I get it. And Multiple people were like, oh, Cam, they were blasting music. And they were like, Cam, is
I
it?
Asked.
Yeah. Sorry. Taryn asked.
That's.
Do you want. I thought Tony asked for some reason.
I asked.
Taryn asked, do you want me to turn. No, it was
we can turn
else.
The music off. I said okay, we can turn the big speaker off.
Okay, well, somebody else also said it because I said to them, like, they didn't know me
I
as
swear
well.
I did. That's
but
why
I was like, no, it's okay. Because I wouldn't say this to you. I could sleep through any. Like, I wouldn't tell you that. But I was like, I said to the group collectively, you're totally fine. I can literally sleep through anything. I don't care. I'm going to go to bed. You guys have fun. So I had said that. So when I got in bed and it was they were watching TikToks and stuff on the loudspeaker. So it was like silence and then noise. That's when I can't sleep. I literally could sleep to like a full rager in our home if the volumes are consistent.
Yeah.
They just weren't consistent. That was it. And Taryn didn't have her phone. She wasn't ignoring my texts. She was unaware. She was hanging out with her friends. She was excited. But also, who cares? If I don't care, you guys don't care.
Whatever. Whatever.
It's okay, baby.
I'm nice.
It wasn't intentional.
Something about that and the way that landed was that I was like fucking monkey on the walls, like smacking the doors. And you were like, baby, stop. And I was like, no, I want to be with my friends.
I don't think that's what people thought. I think they just thought you weren't taking into consideration that I went to bed. It's the night before the wedding. And it's loud. I think it wasn't like people didn't think you and that I've noticed that that's a thing that makes you really sad. Hmm. That. If your intent isn't negative, you get really bummed if people take it in the context of like, that's rude or like whatever.
Yeah.
And it's most people, whenever we do anything that could come off as disrespectful, rude or everything or anything like that, it's not intentional. If people are intentionally harming other people, that is so insane and so fucked up.
True.
And like 99% of the time, no one is doing that. So I don't think most people thought you were intentionally like swinging from a chandelier and being like, you're not going to sleep. I think they're just like, whoa, it's the night before your wedding. Why weren't you thinking about why wasn't that on your mind? But you know
but
what?
It was on my
when
mind.
You're a little tipsy and you're hanging out with your friends, you're not thinking about that stuff.
And also we're older. We're early 30s. We are with our best friends all in one room.
Never.
Once every 5 years.
Yeah.
Like, never.
Yeah.
So, whatever. Okay.
Oh, Bobby.
I love you.
I'm gonna fight you. I'm gonna hurt you. Okay. I literally wrote a note of like that point we were gonna go by so quickly and became a
That's okay.
Thing.
We'll run through them.
Okay. We did no first look, which I think is funny because that is like a traditional thing to not have a first look that has become non-traditional, and I think people only do it because they want to make sure they get their photos in, and it's more for the timeline.
Yeah.
But if you have a really incredible wedding planner and photographer, you too cannot do a first look and get all your stuff done.
Yeah.
I also feel like a lot of people do their vows at this time, which is something I kind of did want to do.
Yeah.
Because I didn't want to read
that at the time. I would have taken that into consideration.
We did talk about it.
No, we didn't.
We did. We did, baby. I mean, we talked about so many things. Wedding planning.
Oh, God. I'm going to just hang up.
Hang up. It's okay. It's okay. I wanted to do our vows just us because I just get nervous in front of people. And I was like, these aren't for everybody else. These are for us. And you were like, I really want to share this in front of everyone. And I wasn't going to sit there and be like, you can share your vows and I'm just not going to say shit in front of anyone. But I'm so glad that we did in front of everyone because it really was like such a special moment all together. Are you okay?
No. Dude, no.
Damn, Taryn's really losing this round.
I just feel like I could just feel it already being like, dude, whatever Taryn says goes. And I'm like, that's just not it.
That's not it at all. It wasn't, well, I want this. And it was... okay, I'll do whatever you want. Like, there were times I think we both had to not be stubborn about things we literally didn't care about.
Yeah.
We would disagree on things and then be like, okay, but why do you want that? And it'd be things that one of us didn't care about. And it was like, no, let go of that thing.
Yeah.
And then we got in a good groove. Like, I initially didn't want, and I'm only thinking of the things that I like changed my mind on because obviously those are like the top of mind things. There's things that you changed your mind on. But I didn't want our bridal party standing up there with us. I didn't want a bridal party at first because I was like, I get nervous about leaving people out, and is somebody going to be bummed? And then it just puts pressure on these people. And oh my God, thank God we, one, had a bridal party, and two, had them up there with us, because that was so fun having our people up there.
But even that is another example of something I wanted and then I got.
But that's what I'm saying. Those are, of course, top of mind, because I'm thinking, where did I change my mind?
I see.
I can't think of the things that I was like, oh, I had to convince you, because they were just conversations. And though, and I know having your people up there was something very important to you. You made that super clear to me that, like, that meant a lot to you. You didn't say, like, I'm not marrying you unless my friends can stand up there with me. But you were like, yeah, this is.
You weren't listening to me. I did say that.
But you were like, yeah, this is something super important to me. And I was like, whoa, okay, let me think. And I had to think about, why was it important to me not to have that?
Right.
And then I kind of realized that wasn't important to me.
Yeah.
And it was really nice. And I'm sure that you did. Do you have any examples of when you gave something up?
Yeah, I did not want to do. Well, I kind of wanted to do a first look a little bit.
Yeah.
Which I'm glad that we didn't.
Yeah.
We just said one.
Fuck. The sleeping.
I like desperately wanted to have that separate moment. Yeah. And I'm glad we didn't.
Yeah. That's okay. That's good. Good job. Fuck.
Under attack.
Okay. Do you want to go through the next one?
I'll share one. Building.
Building. Sorry. She's trying to read upside down.
I am trying to read upside down. Building our own ceremony.
Yes.
Okay. This was something that I think I'm so glad that we did. Most people, or I guess, like, I don't want to say most people, but a lot of people have their hands off during the ceremony. Like, couples don't care. They're just like, hey, here's how we met, whatever. They talk to the officiant, which is normally someone they know through church, or they hire an officiant online or something. They share a little bit of information about their love story, whatever. And then the officiant just runs with the ceremony, unless there's any like special little things they want as a part of it.
Yeah.
And
you normally like outsource this part.
Yeah. And you know? I think we both were a little like, we wanted our paws in this.
A little baby paws.
And so we basically wrote the building blocks of our ceremony, like things that we definitely wanted to have in it.
Yeah.
We had our brothers co-officiate, which our wedding planners had never seen two people, let alone three people officiating. But we were like,
we did a lot of group things.
Yeah.
Like even our speeches at the wedding, we were like, you're going to do group speeches, which a lot of pressure on everybody else, but they worked great.
Yeah. So we did that. And then we did like, it wasn't a traditional Jewish ceremony, but we did the breaking of the glass because we felt that that meant something to us. Normally the breaking of the glass happens at the end of the ceremony, but we were like, wait, what if we do it towards the beginning so that it like sets the tone for the rest? We like had a minute where we looked out at everybody that was there. I was going to say the audience. I hate that word. I don't mean it, but
our guests. What we decided on.
we looked out at our guests and, hi, Ricky.
Sorry, Ricky's butt is just kind of like in the
camera.
Oh,
no, don't look up your tail. Don't lift it.
Don't do it.
Don't lift it. She's like, okay, just
sit down, baby. Good girl.
Yeah, so we had a moment where, like, we looked out at people. Basically, we said, what's our dream ceremony? Why would we not have that?
Yeah, it's kind of picked and choose.
And I'm glad we did. It was perfect.
I'm so glad we did. I do want to say that it wasn't easy.
Like, that was very stressful.
That was probably one of the more stressful elements, trying to piece it all together, make it make sense, wondering, like, is this going to flow well? Like, I totally get why people just go by the books with this, let whoever's officiating run it. Having all three of our brothers doing it and, like, having their different strengths and weaknesses and fears going into it. Like, so.
That's a lot of juggling.
Yeah, it wasn't easy. And if anyone had, like, I don't think this is gonna apply to most people, so if anyone ever has specific questions, feel free to like DM us or reach out on how we kind of figured that out. We're not gonna like go into all the details right now, but yeah, I think it worked out so well, but it did take a lot of time and effort and was like a point of a lot of stress for a while.
I'll roll to the next one real quick. We did not have a maid of honor or a best man, which I am so thankful for in retrospect. Like, that, trying to pick one person that's like your person is so intense, especially if you don't have
like a clear sibling winner.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a lot of people just do their sibling because that's easier.
Totally. And like, it's actually a lot of work for that person. They have to plan a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
And it's like your top eight, and it's like picking which person is like the top person. It's just kind of ridiculous.
It's
so
icky.
I'm glad we didn't do that. And then it basically not only made everybody feel equally special, mm-hmm. but it like divvied up the roles.
Yeah. People could shine where it worked. Like your closest friend might not be the best planner.
Yeah.
Like your best person who like listens to you cry and complain about the stresses of the wedding planning might not be the one who's like organizing your bachelorette party. Mm-hmm. Let people kind of shine where they shine. And it's so unfair to put it all on one person in my mind that I'm like, they just have to do everything. Oh, that's so overwhelming. And then like you have to hope that your other people are going to help them. So
that's a lot.
It kind of just depends on how your friend group is, but it really worked for our groups of friends. Because they're the best.
Any more of these bad boys?
Okay. And then we have, our parent. We did a parent-daughter dance instead of just father-daughter dance.
Yes.
And that was really nice and really special. I loved that moment, like being up there with my mom. It was really sweet. And I'm so glad we did that.
Same.
Yeah.
It was great. Yeah, because it is kind of weird that, like, your dad, it's just your dad.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of
cute,
traditional
but...
wedding stuff is, like, kind of... gross of
and
like
the
them giving you away and it's like your dad's
like
your first love, and I'm like, this is creeping me out. Like I love my dad, but I also love my mom, and like my dad isn't giving me away. My parents equally helped raise me to the person I am today, same did with Taryn's parents, and now we are all coming together. Like you're not selling me off for what is it called, the
cattle?
No,
that's
no.
all I'm thinking about.
No, the whenever you like give somebody the dowry. Is that what it's called?
Oh, yeah.
Is that the right
word? I think it's your dowry, yeah.
Yeah, I'm like, none of that's happening. Like, it's, ew. Ew. And then our final one is that we didn't have a wedding cake. We're not cake girlies. I got a wedding cake for our rehearsal. It was so pretty. And we, like, our planners, thank God, took a couple pictures for me. But I didn't get, like, aesthetic cute photos. I'll try to find some and post it on our Staying Up podcast or Instagram. But... yeah, we just had a bunch of really, really good desserts.
Yeah.
So
we did like s'mores. We had espresso martinis.
And then like a bunch of little past ones. The vegan bundt cakes were like hitting. Dude, I'm so bummed I didn't get it. Churros.
Same.
Yeah. Same? Same what?
I'm sad I didn't get a bundt cake.
Oh. Yeah.
The worst day of my life.
Jesus. I'm just going to post that clip on TikTok.
My God, no.
Taryn said our wedding day was the worst day of
I'm so in my feels in my head right now.
I can tell.
Yeah.
Are you okay?
Yeah.
What do you need from me, babe?
I need you to read your vows to me so I can be like, oh my God, she loves me no matter what a dumb fucking bitch I am.
Don't say that. Don't say that about my wife. Okay, so you want me to go first?
I'm sure. Guessing?
Oh, yeah. God, I'm so nervous.
Okay, why are we choosing to read our vows again?
I don't know. No, I mean, I don't know.
For me, I think
so nervous
that people are writing your own vows and reading your vows seem to be this, like, it's the question. Everybody's like, are you guys writing your own vows? Are you going to read them out loud? Are you going to read them to each other? Are you going to share them with other people? Like, I think that... it is proof that people are scared to be vulnerable in front of other people.
Yeah.
And I think that that is such a fun thing to do as humans.
Yeah.
So my hope in sharing our vows is, one, to help anybody who's stuck in the writing process, because it's a lot.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to figure out what to share, how much to share, how you want to structure it all.
Yeah.
But two, that like, yes, it's like extremely personal to us, and these are the most personal things we've both ever written, but that like I'm happy to say them in front of anyone.
Yeah. And they're,
I'm excited to say them to you in front of people because I'm like,
well,
this is how I feel.
Yeah, you're like witnesses to the vows too.
Yeah.
And it's as personal as it is, one of the, when I did so much Googling of like the perfect vows, how do I write this? How do I structure this? And there's really not a lot of great advice out there, I'll be honest. But one thing I really liked was, I think I actually saw it in a TikTok. Do not write just for your person if you are saying them out loud at your ceremony. Because if there's too many inside jokes, like, you do, your guests are an audience. There are people watching this that you are entertaining them. Like, a ceremony is, like, if it's just for you two, elope. Just, like, only have it you two. We are having a big ceremony in front of all of our favorite friends, family, whoever, that we are bringing them into our relationship. So give them a little glimpse into it.
Yeah.
Inside jokes, great. Have a couple. But, like, if it's just full of stuff that no one else understands, that's not very special.
Yeah.
So these weren't written just under the context of only for you.
Right.
These were for, these are like, hey, and I'm promising your people that I'm going to take care of you and love you.
Absolutely.
And, you know what I mean? So.
Yeah.
Hey, hey.
Also, I was touched by the amount of people that cared to hear them or wanted to be a part
of
it, or
really cute.
Said congratulations or all the things, or shared that our relationship has meant anything to you. So I hope that in this next couple minutes, you feel like you are a witness to our love, because you are.
Yeah. Also, I know Terrence are better. So if anyone
they're not.
I will cry. Because I already know. So you don't need to say it. You can just be like, oh my God, Taryn, that was amazing. But just don't say that they're so much better than mine.
No, they're not. So don't. Because we know you'd be lying.
It's actually crazy that we haven't read these or seen these since. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And that moment, standing in front of people and hearing them, and it's like the moment, is so intense that, like, I feel like we're both going to feel like we're hearing them for the first time.
100%.
So, okay. I'm ready.
Okay. I had, like, a lot of fluff to try to make it, like, personal. But, again, I could not see during our ceremony. So, I was, like, trying to look up at Taryn and then losing my spot. I'm already horrible at reading out loud. So, oh, my God. My heart is racing. I'm so nervous again. Yeah.
Can I feel it?
Yeah. Why are you going on my neck? Why are you choking me?
Wait, stop talking. It's actually very calm.
You always say that when I feel like my heart's racing. And I don't know what that means. Because I feel, maybe I just feel, I don't know what it is in my body.
Yeah, you're chilling.
Okay. Camden reads her vows. That's what it says.
The upsetting part is that Frank is chewing
away
at
a toy.
I
hope y'all can't hear that. Wait, I need a little bit of water first.
Oh, bye, Riggs. Riggy, Frank, this is the first time you're hearing our vows.
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, go ahead.
I promised myself I would get through my entire vows without doing any baby talk, so I really need to focus. Wish me luck, everyone. I, like, looked out at the audience. And then I don't remember if I said something, if I added, but, like, now I'm just going to try to get through it without crying, because I was a blubbering mess. Anyways. Now I can stand here and pretend, like, 8 years ago when I met you, as you played a cowbell so skillfully, that I had no idea we would be standing here today. But I think that might not be completely true. I'm pretty sure I always knew deep down that we were meant to be. At least in some way, even if that just meant as friends, or I could have the pleasure of being a spectator to your life. From the moment we met, you became my comfort person. If I was going through a rough time, I would jump on a plane to visit you in San Francisco. When I couldn't make it home to see my family for the holidays, your family would take me in as their own. When I needed someone to obsess over reality dating shows with, you were already 10 steps ahead of me making full drafts for The Bachelor. And when I felt like I couldn't open up to anyone else in the world, I would dump all of my feelings on you. Sorry about that. Our friendship was easy and cozy. I couldn't tell if you viewed me as any more than a friend, because although you made me feel so special, you have this innate ability to make every single person you are with feel heard and important and cared for. But I guess since we are here today, you must like me a little bit, huh? And I can't believe I get to be here, get to be the person to feel your love every single day for the rest of my life. When I sat down to write this, I thought back to the first thing I ever really wrote for you. It was a letter before we started dating, detailing just how glad I am to be in your orbit. To this day, you keep that note in your backpack, so I had to be very, very sneaky to get it for this, but I wanted to reread it today.
I love how tattered it is.
It's so tattered, y'all. It's, like, ripped and shredded. So I had her brother hiding this in his pocket, and then he handed it to me. All tattered up. And my vows say, read note.
This is so sweet.
It's the writing on this, guys, is so little. I should have rewrote it out, because I was like, what does it say? Tear. You're much better with words than I could ever be, but you're definitely helping to bring it out of me more and more every single day. honestly, I feel like we are eventually going to pull a hole when the student becomes a master situation here pretty soon.
I love that line.
Do you?
That's funny.
Okay, okay. I'm stalling because I don't think any words are ever going to articulate how I feel about you. But woo, here goes nothing. I haven't had the pleasure to know you for the entire 29 years you've been on this earth, but I'm pretty sure I've known you well before that, and I hope to know you every moment after this. Although apparently our meeting was slightly less serendipitous than I thought, it still feels like having you in my life was an inevitable fate that I couldn't be more thrilled about. I've always been a let life happen kind of gal, and I've never truly allowed myself to feel certain about anything so that I don't have to be disappointed if it goes away or changes. But when it comes to you, I feel so certain. I feel certain you'll be in my life. I feel certain that you bring out my favorite parts of me. I feel certain that every single fun moment is immediately better with you. I feel certain that any difficult time in life would be eased by your side. I feel so certain about you. That certainty makes me feel so calm and at ease, which oddly enough terrifies the absolute shit out of me. It was so awkward saying that out loud. No one else was supposed to ever hear this. So I was like reading the vows and I was like, I have to swear in front of your mom. I hate swearing in front of your mom. But truly, whether I get the opportunity to do life with you or the simple privilege of making you smile every once in a while, I'll take it. That was so stressful to read in front of everyone because that was like, I wrote the vows thinking everyone would hear it. But that letter, I was like, that was only ever for Tear Bear's eyes. Are you crying?
I'm just like,
I love you.
So, I'm just, it's so special that you think any of those things about me, you know?
Of course. And have for a long time. I love you. I love you. Okay, back to the vows. If I was more of a gambling woman back then, I would have definitely done a parlay on us dating and getting married, but I'm sure we will make up for it by betting on every single sporting event or cooking competition we watch for the rest of our lives.
That got a big hit during the
season. Oh, yeah. I wrote that specifically for Taryn's boys, yeah. And they loved it.
They loved it.
I never thought I could find someone more competitive than I am, but here she is. And if all of that wasn't enough to prove that you are the absolute perfect partner in life I could ever dream of, my favorite thing about you is the value you place on and see in all of the little life moments. You are on a mission to find joy in putting away the dishes, taking out the trash, or even cleaning up the dog's poop. You stop it. You're going to make me cry. Don't. I'm not going to be able to read them. Stop it. I was so nervous writing these vows because of this gift you have. You will remember the most seemingly insignificant moment and yet place some beautiful, profound meaning to it that everyone can relate to so easily. So, Tear Bear, I promise to recognize that we are not two halves coming together to be one, but rather two whole humans with different feelings and emotions and perspectives and experiences, using our differences to support and teach one another. I promise to take time out of our stressful and busy lives to find joy and silliness in the most mundane moments. I promise to be playful and childish with you.
Childish.
I promise that even though I'm the most squeamish person I know, I will clean up your sick when you've had too much to drink. I promise to keep a log of your heart rate, cholesterol levels, and blood pressure so that I can remind you that you are healthy and do not have a hidden illness. That one was supposed to kind of be a joke, but I think it got her the most in the ceremony. I promise to keep working on us and prioritizing us, always learning and striving to be a better partner for you. I promise to keep beating you at almost every single card or board game we play. I'm sorry, you're better than me at almost everything else, so just give me this one thing. And I promise to keep choosing you and choosing us every single day for the rest of our lives. I love you. You may now kiss the bride.
Oh, cool.
I love you.
I love you, Kissy.
Hi, beauty. Oh, my gosh. You have mascara all over your little eyeballs. Yeah.
I feel emotional.
I love you.
What do I do?
I don't know.
Just let it be. Yeah. And you're kind of like wiped. Now you just kind of like wiped it up there. Come here.
I love you. There's just like nothing that prepares you for someone bearing their little heart out to you. It's just, and then the person that you want to the most doing it is like even
crazier. Yeah, you're like, is this real life?
Okay. Jesus. Sorry for just doing that in the microphone.
Snotting in it. You're like,
okay, you ready?
Yes.
Sing to me, Paola.
Not me. Have you ever seen such
beautiful? I said Paola instead of Paolo. Not me, changing. Paola
Pedosa. Okay. Taryn reads her vows. Okay, this is my part.
I'm scared.
Ready?
Yeah. I'm already crying.
Are you already crying?
Yeah.
Okay, ready? I say a lot of stuff. I spend basically all of my time turning my thoughts into words. But I hope you hear that of all out of all of the words I've ever read, thought, edited, typed, written, or said, these are my most important ones. I once read a book, most of a book, called The Power of Moments. It's about why some moments feel bigger, more memorable, or more life-altering than others. There are a few factors, but my best distillation is that it all comes down to being surprised. Surprise stretches time. When you genuinely weren't expecting something and something happens, the experience stands out among the rest and cements itself in your memory. You hate surprises. I know this, but I hope to use this time to give surprises a rebrand because they've been very good to us. Cam, I was not expecting you. And the day you told me you had feelings for me was, honest to God, the most surprised I've ever felt. I will remember those 5 seconds, which now feel like an entire day, for the rest of my life. Which is wild for someone like me who has an absolute trash memory. But the amount of surprises I've had with you explain why the last 7 years almost feel like the only years I've ever known. I said 7 and you said 8, by the way. I don't know what's true.
I don't know.
We'll fight about that after. I did not expect for the actual prettiest person on the planet to ask to buy me a beer. I was surprised every single time I saw your name pop up on my phone. I was surprised you'd come to my work events, even though they kind of sucked and you would never use the product. I was surprised we built a friendship from opposite ends of California and truly did not expect it to turn into more. I was surprised with how you handled my anxiety in a way I truly dreamed that someone could. I was surprised when you broke our bed, not from banging. I didn't say that. I said not from that, but I did think it would be funny to say not from banging.
Oh,
and I
my
thought
God.
You'd be mortified. So
I would have been. You just said that, and I was like, did she say that in front of everyone?
I had that in the first draft, and I was like, I can't say that.
No.
Okay. I was surprised when you broke our bed, not from that, but from running and jumping like a flying squirrel. You flew so high.
I did.
What else? I was surprised that you let me name our skittish dog after my hunky TV crush when we just randomly bought a house. And super surprised we got COVID 3 times. Tough. Losers. We are losers. And I was and still am so deeply surprised that you addressed my rom-com loving heart and proposed to me by recreating one of my favorite scenes. Thank you for doing that.
You're welcome.
This has all felt like I'm living in the best rom-com of all time. I'm Andy Anderson playing cards calling bullshit. I'm Jonathan Traeger laying on an ice rink. Or Kat Stratford standing on a soccer field watching someone I love dance through the bleachers. And I'm loving every second of this movie. But we don't owe it all to surprise or chance or serendipity. A lot, yes, but the other part of our story that makes it what it is how much we orchestrated it. We did this. We worked on a friendship, and after 5 years, we took our very slim opportunity to see how love looked on us. We risked a lot with that, and I will spend my life feeling grateful that we did. We are a mix of destiny and orchestration, fate and hard work, serendipity and grabbing opportunity. In our wedding magazine, I shared a journal from when we first started dating about how I knew literally in a month that we would end up together. What I shared was actually only half of what I wrote that day. The other half was a list of things I loved about you then and love about you still. You are such an adult. Like, you genuinely hate being late. You plan ahead. You fix stuff. I feel so safe with you.
I love you.
I love you. You like such conflicting things. Makeup and football. High heels and DIY plumbing. Dainty jewelry and big slobbery dogs. Your complexity is beautiful. You are drop dead gorgeous. Like, it's weird. And then I looked at everyone and I was like, right, everybody, like, it's weird. I won't spend much time here because everyone with eyes knows this, or probably people without eyes too, because even your voice is pretty. And although looks fade and blah, 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 it's an added bonus that I will certainly not take for granted. You are an actual treasure to be next to. I love walking by you. I love being in group chats with you. I love when people say our names together. I can't imagine getting used to it. My last thing, and this is no surprise, is that you are just so good. You are a light. You are goodness personified. You're not perfect, but you know it, and that is perfect. There's so many good things wrapped together into this incredible little person. And today, in front of all of our people, I am both surprised and not surprised at all that I get to become your wife. Here are 10 promises that I'm excited to make to you. I promise to surprise you with selflessness, with growth, and with how quickly I apologize. I promise to give you the foamier cup of coffee, the cuter cocktail, or the prettier plate, whether you know it or not. I promise to not cut corners from how I load the dishwasher to how I express my love, from how I play with the dogs to how I will play with our kids. I promise to work my hardest on not keeping a scorecard, but when I do, I promise to give you more points than I give myself. I promise to always work on myself and invest in my relationships because a better me makes a better us. But also, I promise not to change myself too much because I love me and you love me too. I promise to never watch an episode of Love Island without you, without your consent. You know how my mom spends literal years at the grocery store, or your mom tells us the same story 3 times a day? Well, whatever your thing becomes when you become a mother, I promise to make our kids find a way to celebrate it. I promise to keep cracking my absolutely fire jokes because they're amazing and you deserve to laugh. I promise to tell you are beautiful or hot or cool whenever I think it. You're beautiful. You are hot and you are cool. I promise to do everything I can to build the life we both dream of, a love we both deserve, and a family we raise from good little ones that turn into good big ones. I wanted to end my vows with a quote from a show that we both adore, Love on the Spectrum. Jimmy said this on his wedding day. I'm not sure when to end my vows, so I won't. I vow to keep making vows until we die, for we are special and worth it.
I love you. God, those slap second time around.
Oh, your little teary.
Yeah. Oh, those are so good, dude.
I have like a big snot thing.
Ew, ew, don't. I'll throw up. Ugh.
That was tough to take down.
Oh, God. What do we do for the rest of this episode? I like need a nap from crying.
Well, how long have we been recording? Oh, my God. It's been 51 minutes. Let's just end it.
When did that happen? No. Yeah, we gotta just end on that note, guys.
We were gonna do a little juicy story, but now we're not.
Maybe we'll do a couple next time. God, those are so special.
You did an amazing job.
You did an amazing job. I love the way you write.
I love you.
Like, I already love the way you write so much, and I love the meaning you put into things. So for you to be it could be any subject matter, and I like it. For you to be writing about me, it's like, what the fuck? That's so cool.
I love you.
I feel so lucky. Oh, those are so good. And that quote, oh my God, I remember when we were watching that episode of Love on the Spectrum, and you and I look at each other and lost it.
I can't. It's like the fucking
soul. It was the sweetest thing it was the sweetest moment of TV that's ever existed. Oh my God, baby. Are you okay?
It's so cute. Crazy because it's not even like a couple on the show that I cared about.
No.
It was just so sweet that he clearly has a hard time expressing himself. And he then expresses himself in the literal sweetest, most like profound way where it's like, you should never end your vows.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I promise to keep making vows to you. It's like the sweetest fucking thing.
It was so sweet. I want to rewatch that. I don't even specifically remember who it was and like what couple it was.
It was the pool player.
The what?
The guy that played pool.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. Oh, yeah. It was season one, huh?
Yeah, season one.
Oh, my God. And I remember when we watched that, and we had said this to each other
like jokingly or not a lot throughout the last year of like, oh, I'm going to put that in my vows and put that in my vows. And I remember watching that and you being like, I'm going to have my vows like that. I'm going to use that. I'm stealing that. So when you said it, I was like, holy shit, she did it. I remembered that.
Well,
I also really enjoyed like, how much we talked to each other throughout the vows and we responded to each other.
Me too.
Like, it just felt like we should be saying something. And I like that we didn't, like, stay totally silent. It was fun. God, I love you.
That was fun. That was, like, potentially more special.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah, that was really nice. There. Yeah. Just to focus on each other and, like, I feel like I really got to hear you that time. We should read them to each other every year on our anniversary.
Cute.
That'd be nice.
I'd be down.
I love you.
I love you so much. Thank you for being here to witness that for all who watched. We're still going to come up with a name for our listeners. We got some fucking hilarious ideas.
Taryn asked on our Instagram story and
let me see if I can get any of them up because
if it's past 24 hours, Instagram doesn't let you anymore. It's really annoying. The update.
That's really stupid.
But they're really, really funny. Some of them were very bizarre, but some of them
they're like mostly around being like sleepover people.
Yeah, but some of them are just like
Pillow Princess creative. Was funny.
I think I said that. That was my idea.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Somebody said pillow something.
Someone said yeah, funny. Pillow something. And I was like, oh my god, Pillow Princesses. We should call you all Pillow Princesses.
I wanted to be quicker is the problem.
Hi, little peepees. Hi, my little pillow princesses.
People were like slumbies. People were like sleepies. Besties.
Like, we could call them crusties. Like, when you get like...
that is so fucked up. What's up, crusties?
funny.
Someone else said... A couple people said like night owls. Like owls and that's stuff.
Hoo-hoo.
Let me hear you. Hoo-hoo. That's our call in the wild.
Well, if you have any more ideas, let us know because,
yeah,
I'll add a little question box at the bottom of if you're listening on Spotify, you can answer questions. I normally just say, like, what did you think of the episode? But share what you think you guys should be called.
And I'll also post on Instagram so people can like each other's comments. And cute. We'll use that as like a upvoting system.
Yeah, yeah. Love that.
What a sleepover.
We laughed. We cried.
We felt bad about ourselves for a moment there. I did.
I was like, I felt great.
Thank you all for staying up with us.
We'll see you next week.
Yeah.
We'll sweet see you next dreams.
Week. Sweet dreams. Love you. Bye.
Bye.
I'm going to tickle your little toes. Toto. I'm thinking what you do at a sleepover. I don't know. You that tickle you would do that.
We got to go.
Did I tell you about the conversation I had with my brother this weekend?
No, what?
We were talking about how crappy our parents' bedding is. And he was like, wait, I have the best bedding. He's like bragging. I was like, where'd you get it? He's like, Quince. I was like, brother, I got ours from Quince too.
I get the like competition of like, I'm going to put you onto something. You're like, I've been knowing. I don't want to say I made Quince happen, but I feel like everyone's talking about it now. And I've been using it for years. I was trying to gatekeep it. I stumbled upon them when I was looking for those cashmere sweaters.
Yeah.
Because all of them are like $300 and I'm trying to be a savings girly. And I found Quince and they're only $50.
Yeah.
So I assume they had to be sacrificing on quality or something had to be off.
Yeah.
But the quality is amazing. And they also only work with safe and ethical manufacturing practices. You're getting everything you want. They just cut out the middleman and that's how you get the savings.
I also feel like they're a one-stop shop for basically anything.
Yeah.
It's like I said,
did you
bedding.
Know jewelry?
Yeah.
Everything. And that blanket we got, that knit blanket yeah. is from them.
The best. Comfiest blanket I've ever had.
They have everything.
If you want to give yourself the luxury you deserve, do so with Quince. Go to quince.com/staying up for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/staying up to get free shipping and 365-day returns. Once again, quince.com/staying up.